Good evening. This is Susan Gingrich, the herb lady from Ohio. And I have to admit, folks, I'm sorry, I was out of range there for 20 minutes. So we'll just go ahead and fill in the rest of the time. We just had a wonderful meeting over near Cincinnati, wasn't it? And I've got a friend of mine in the car with me. So we'll just kind of discuss some of the things that we talked about in the meeting. And I'll kind of bounce off with Diana here to help me out on topics tonight as we drive on home. So we're in drive time radio, I guess. Diana, I've known you for a long time, haven't I? She was working with eczema, and I was just asking her what products that and what herbs we use that helped her with her eczema. Let me just bounce some back. Are you nervous about being on here? Yes, she is. So let me just have her tell me some of the things that she felt really helped with that. I'm just going to hand the phone over here, and you just kind of speak into the phone, and we'll trade the phone back and forth here.
One of the things that I think that we need to think about is that disease always starts with the bowel. So one of the things that you need to do is to do the bowel cleanse, because I think that has a lot to do with it, and getting yourself cleaned out and finding out whether it could possibly be a yeast kind of situation or just what the problem is.
Okay, so she was telling us earlier that she got a great deal of relief from this eczema as she did a bowel cleanse. And in Nature Sunshine, we have a product called Tai Chi Cleanse, which really, really helps with that sort of thing. Now, whenever you have a skin problem, and eczema is it can be very chronic. It can be very, very difficult to deal with over the long haul, and apparently is possibly hereditary as well. But whenever you're dealing with a skin rash or a skin situation that's perpetual, you look in two places. First, you look at the bowels, and then you look at the liver. The liver is cleaning up blood, and if it can't get things out of the blood and get it cleaned up, that'll get deposited out on the skin. So you'll end up with a chronic patch of eczema or psoriasis, which seems to be related to the body's inability to get things cleaned up. So when you're thinking about cleaning up toxins, the first place you go is to the bowels, because that's supposed to eliminate 85% of the toxins in your system. The next biggest elimination channel would be the kidneys. And a lot of times we'll have pressure put on the kidneys because the bowels aren't working well enough. So many times when I'm dealing with a chronic kidney problem, what we want to do is start with the bowels, take the load off the kidneys, and then we can be supportive of the kidneys with certain herbs. There's one combination called urinary maintenance, which is very supportive of kidneys. And that's an organ. I could spend an hour on the kidneys alone. When we were over in China, we found renal hospitals where Americans go to get kidney transplants. We seem to think that we have spare parts that we can trade out, and kidneys are the first to go. And with the painkillers that we're using in this country, the NSAID family of painkillers, Aleve, ibuprofen, Motrin IV, and aspirin, these are all very damaging to the kidneys. So we need to start learning to use other painkillers rather than that type. In fact, we were just at a meeting down in Cincinnati. This same topic came up there, and we were talking about the painkillers that you can use that are natural. You start with white willow bark as your first line of defense. That's actually the original salicylate that is imitated to make aspirin. So that's aspirin in its natural form. The next one that I would go to would be MSM, which is actually sulfur, and it's a mineral that your body needs. It makes you wetter so that inflammation can move out of your system. It's a very cheap bottle. I think MSM is around $8 a bottle, and you just got a whole scat of MSM in there. So you can use as many of those as you want without any of the side effects that you'd have from over-the-counter painkillers from the drugstore. MSM has been used, by the way, for racehorses for 25 to 30 years. When a horse has got a kind of a lame leg or they're a little bit gimpy, they'll give them MSM, and then they can run. So we figured it out with horses, and then it took us another 20 years to figure out that the same thing helps with human beings with arthritis, fibromyalgia, any of those things. MSM is very effective and very safe. If you really have a lot of severe pain with joints, you want to look at the cause. And if you look at the destruction of the joint itself, you want to do something to maintain or repair the joint. You would start using MSM in combination with glucosamine and chondroitin, which many of us already know about. We actually have a combination of that. And I remember Dr. Duarte giving a talk one time telling us that they did a study with Aleve and a combination of those three things, MSM, glucosamine, and chondroitin. And the ones who were on the Aleve got slightly more pain relief at the beginning of the study. But after 5 years, they couldn't find anything that would relieve their pain. And after 5 years, the people who were taking the MSM, glucosamine, and chondroitin didn't need any painkiller because their joints were repaired. So that would be what you do instead of the aspirin. Now, I kind of got off on a side trail there. Forget where I was. Diana, help me get back on. Eczema. Yeah, let's go back to eczema. Okay, so the itchiness there, okay, I the way I got off there was to go to the bowel and then pain relievers that would help to keep the irritation so that you're not as irritated. Oh, it was the kidneys. The kidneys are affected by the NSAIDs, and that's the second channel of elimination. Now, the third channel of elimination would be the respiratory system. So when the lungs and the sinuses are all clogged up, again, you want to go look at the bowels every single time. If you can relieve the bowels, you'll relieve the sinuses. You also want to look. Hi, it's Susan again. I'm so sorry. We're driving home, and I keep going through these places where I get cut off, and I didn't know I was off. So when John tried to call me back, I was busy, I guess. My phone wasn't off. Okay, so I was talking about the elimination channels and how important it is for the bowel to be clean. There's a study that was done. A researcher put a chicken heart into a petri dish, and he was able to keep this thing alive for 30 years by feeding it the right nutrients and then taking the toxic waste off. And in the process of that study, showed us all how important it is to remove waste. That's something that modern medicine doesn't really focus on or care much about. The drugs can be to eliminate them.